Democrat Haley Stevens accuses far-left Abdel El-Sayed of wanting to blame problems on Jewish Americans. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 31, 2026. Representative Haley Stevens, DME, accused far-left Michigan Senate candidate Abdel El-Sayed of wanting to blame his problems on Jewish Americans while she was focused on real issues. In a post on X, Stevens, who is running to fill Senator Gary Peters, DME, seat, responded to a post on X of a video of El-Sayed accusing the American Israel Political Action Committee, IPAC, of picking the least capable candidate in America. In the video, El-Sayed accused IPAC and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, of doubling down after backing Stevens. In the video, El-Sayed continued to state, "If you think you can beat money out of politics, money in your pocket, Medicare for all, come. Everyone in America understands you want to blame all of your problems on Jewish Americans," Stevens said. "But buddy, let me be very clear, I will lower the costs of groceries, ban stock trading for elected officials, stop Trump's abuses of power, and protect Michigan manufacturing." Stevens also pointed out that both her and El-Sayed were on the ballot in 2018, with Stevens running for the U.S. House of Representatives, while El-Sayed had run against current Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, and lost. "I was capable of winning my competitive primary and general election," Stevens pointed out. "You lost. You lost by over 20 points to Gretchen Whitmer, and you will lose to Mike Rogers by talking like this." Breitbart News's Jasmine Jordan reported that the final debate between Stevens and El-Sayed was dominated by outside spending and campaign finances. Outside spending and campaign finances dominated much of the debate. Stevens' campaign and six super PACs backing her have spent more than $61 million on primary ads, according to ad impact figures shared by CBS. El-Sayed's campaign and outside groups supporting him have spent more than $15.3 million combined, according to FEC reports cited by CBS. The New York Times reported that United Democracy Project, IPAC's main super PAC, had spent $30.6 million on advertising backing Stevens, while six other super PACs that had not disclosed their donors spent a combined $29.4 million on her behalf. Stevens has been endorsed by Whitmer, while El-Sayed has received endorsements from Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA.